Good morning
and welcome to worship. Normally on a Sunday morning, sitting in the second row are Brian and Dell, but they've sent a message to you this morning. It says, "We are missing our friends at the Salvation Army as you attend the service this morning. Please pass on our best wishes to everyone, especially Doug and Glennis, who will be leading prayers for the next few weeks. Take care and enjoy your spirit-filled Sunday New Year's Eve worship. Blessings from Brian and Dell." They've arrived in America and they're spending 2 months there. I don't know why they want to get away from us, but they didn't explain that to me. But we pass on that message, and they do a great work for us. Well, I've got a lot of not-ons this week. And first of all, there is an on, and that's tea and coffee. And you're welcome to join us for that in the community hall following the worship. There's no open air as such today. Monday, no mums and toddlers. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, no friends together. Thursday, nothing. Friday, nothing. But the food bank will be open on Wednesday. So if you feel as though you're missing the call, missing the hall, come along to the food bank. But that's the only thing that's working for us this week. It was sad to hear that Tom Hobin passed away on Christmas Day, and many of you will know him, and we would like to remember Barbara and the family in your prayers. Also, some more sad news that Major Margaret Lawrence was promoted to glory on Thursday. So we remember Jackie and all the family today. Keep them in your prayers. There's only one thing that's not on, and that's next Sunday morning. So see you again here, 10:30 next Sunday morning. Over to the boss. Oh, not Lizette, sorry.
Borrowed a quiet week, to be honest, so I'll try and make most of it. We're still in Christmas, aren't we? I have seen some Cadbury cream eggs in the shops already. I can't believe the speed at which the Christmas stuff was pulled away, because I was looking for some bargains. And that fell on my face miserably, but this is still Christmas. It's still Christmas, and that's why we begin our worship with "O Come, All Ye Faithful." And again, this song, we could sing this every day of the year. It encapsulates the reason for us being together. "O come, let us adore Him." I invite you to stand as we sing together. Thank you. please take your seat. And to introduce a time of prayer, we sing together, "Give thanks with a grateful heart." And I chose this song in particular because of that, the idea that it contains of the weak saying that they are strong. And we've got a lot to be thankful for, not least because God provides us with his strength. Let us sing together. I wonder if in these moments of prayer we could all think about something that we are grateful for this morning. Something that we can give thanks to God for. And then I wonder if perhaps two or three would voice prayers of thanksgiving on behalf of us all, and then I'll close this time of prayer. So think about something that you're thankful for and give thanks to God, and then perhaps if two or three would pray on our behalf. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness and your faithfulness manifested and in your Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit. We thank you that in that defenseless baby in the manger, you drew near to us. And I thank you, Lord, that and I thank you, Lord, that from that baby we derive purpose to live the lives that you want us to live, but also lives devoted to others. This morning I'm particularly aware of the words of Jesus that says, "Come to me, all ye who are weary, and I will give you rest." I think many of us are weary because of the celebrations and the month that's behind us, Lord, and I pray that we would look to you for rest, that you would refresh us and renew us. This morning we pray for those who are mourning, and we think of the broader Hoban family and the broader Lawrence family, Lord, and I pray that you would be their comfort as they come to terms with their loss. I think of all of our brothers and sisters who are not with us this morning. I pray that those who are on holiday are enjoying times of rest and times being with family and times of renewal. For those, Lord, who are not so well today, I pray that you would draw near to them and lay your healing hand on them so that they can come back with strength and serve you with strength. Lord, speak to us through your Holy Spirit this morning. Encourage us. Challenge us. Move us. Help us to always trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We listen now to the ministry from the Songsters, and it's Joy Webb's song, "Come Into Our World." Thank you, Songsters, for that beautiful prayer. Martha, do you want to come and help me? No? Okay, no. Ah, well, never mind. I'm not going to embarrass anyone too much because there's not many of us and we're not really in the mood, but I've got a little image for you, so I need you to use your imaginations. This tube represents Jesus. It's the inner tube from a kitchen towel, and it represents Jesus. And it strikes me that Jesus in his life had to endure a lot of things and he had to bear a lot of weight, so to speak. But you know, opposition from his own people, opposition from the Jewish leaders, lots of difficulty, the Roman Empire running his country, lots of hardship, you know, having to face death. But bar balancing problems, Jesus withheld those pressures really quite well, didn't he? Now, here's a tube that represents us and some of the challenges that we might encounter. So let's see how we deal with challenges and difficulties and perhaps difficult people. I'm lucky I don't have any difficult people in my life. So how do we get on with that? So we can deal with some kind of challenges, some difficulties. What about the next? Oh, we're doing all right here so far. I might need some heavier books. Ye of little faith. Was it? I was trying to be conservative here, and I haven't practiced. I always practice usually. Yeah, and you know, all these challenges that life throw at us, and right enough, we end up kind of squashed and tattered and battered and damaged in some way. But as Christians, we believe that Jesus lives within us. And if we do this, and if we allow Jesus to live inside us, if we invite Jesus to live inside us, he provides us with the core and with the strength to persevere through challenging times. So when friends aren't very kind, well, we can deal with it. When hard times come, we can deal with it. When difficult tests come, we can deal with it because Jesus is with us and within us and given us the strength that we need to persevere. And when the Salvation Army yearbook hits us, we can withstand whatever life throws at us because Jesus lives within us and Jesus provides us with the strength to carry on, to continue and to persevere. Just a little idea that nearly didn't work, but it did. Little image for us to take with us, particularly on the eve of a new year. We're going to sing another carol. I haven't got an action song today. Maybe I should have, because I could do with a little bit of star jumps or whatever, just to get me going. Not today, but we're going to sing another carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. This has been a favourite of mine in recent years, but I'm not going to tell you why, because it might form the basis of an Advent series next year. So you'll have to persevere through 2024 and see where things go. O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
for your singing. I think that was a beautiful, peaceful moment. We now listen to the band to bring to us the song, It Is Jesus. Bible reading later gives us the chance to think about the three wise men. So I thought there's no better carol to kind of, this is going to be the last one of the season, I think. So, We Three Kings. The offering will be taken up while we sing this carol, and I invite you to stand if you are able and stretch your legs before the reading of the word and my message. Our reading this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel, and I'll be reading in the second chapter, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. I think it's a real privilege to be able to gather today on this last day of the year, the 31st of December, with 2023 behind us and 2024 lying before us. We do not know what the year ahead of us will bring. But if you're anything like me, your outlook might be somewhat pessimistic. I'm a glass half empty kind of a guy anyway. But if we think, you know, really factually about what lies ahead, it could be pretty grim. The war in Ukraine could expand, as could the conflict in between Israel and Hamas. That could expand as well in the region. Economically, we don't know where things are going. Times ahead could be tough. But this is the glass half empty kind of a guy speaking. Yeah, because a few of the problems that have marked 2023 seem to have easy and quick solutions. So today's message will focus on the wise men who visit Jesus shortly after his birth. And then at the end of the message, I'll invite you to consider the power of perseverance. And I hope to show that even in difficult times, even the difficult times are part of the journey in making us the mature Christians that we are called to be. So the Magi, or wise men's appearance in the Christmas story, is fairly limited. It's 12 verses, and the story, their appearance, is only found in the Gospel of Matthew. But these are certainly an eventful story. These are eventful verses. So the wise men, we are told, had traveled a great distance from the east, a difficult, treacherous, and potentially futile journey. Their arrival in Jerusalem in pursuit of the king of the Jews alarms King Herod, who wasn't keen, you know, and we kind of get that, on the arrival. Under false pretenses, Herod sends the wise men to Bethlehem, but they continue following the star and finally reach Bethlehem, and they are overjoyed to find the new king, the baby Jesus. So it's a good story. It's an interesting story. There's adventure, of course, in this story. There's a bit of danger. There's a bit of intrigue, you know, because Herod is trying to use them for his purposes. There's also a touch of the supernatural, you know, following a star. Revelations are given to the wise men through dreams. It's a good, good story. So a lot happened to the wise men in this kind of relatively short little episode of the Christmas story. And what strikes me is that they were given plenty of reason to give up. They could have said, oh goodness me, I'm not traveling these millions of miles. When they turn up and they find Herod, who's kind of like, what's going on here? They could have said, okay, we'll ditch this as a bad job. They were given, I think, plenty of reasons to give up. But they didn't. And as a result, some important and meaningful things happened in them. So on arriving at their destination, Matthew chapter 2 verse 11 tells us, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Jesus' presence clearly had a real and immediate impact on them. And it is also a sense in which the challenges and the dangers of their journey then pale into insignificance when they found Jesus. So in a sense, you could say that their perseverance had paid off. This morning, I really just want to share with you a few verses from the epistle of James, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And in these verses, these few verses, we see the reward of perseverance, which is maturity. So by rejecting the temptation to give up or to go back, we enable our faith to grow deep and to provide us with more inner strength and stability. And in the process, our resilience and our confidence in God are also reinforced. Keeping going when the Christmas lights are twinkling and when the presents are being passed around. Keeping going, in other words, when times are easy, is relatively easy. But keeping going when the times are tough is, as James would put it, the mark of maturity, a benefit from knowing God and trusting Him always. I think that there's always a risk that we are so focused on our destination that we devalue the journey. And this is what Father Richard Rohr, a popular Christian writer, particularly in the area of Christian formation, has to say. We all tend to aim for the goal instead of the journey itself. But speaking spiritually, how we get there is where we arrive. So in this view, the journey is as important as the destination. And we've repeated this on numerous occasions during this period of Advent. And this sermon series has not been easy. It's not been an easy series. But we know that in God's economy, nothing is wasted. Things happen to us for a reason. Things will happen to us for a reason. But in the fullness of time, in the context of eternity, we hope that these challenges will eventually make sense. But in the meantime, they can build us up. they can make us mature, and they can prepare us for the time of Christ's return. So with this in mind, my hope for you in 2024 is that you would keep on going, keep on persevering, keep on trusting that the God who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So in order to reflect on the message I've just shared, I invite you to sing with me the next song. Lord, I come to you, let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. And I chose this song for the chorus that comes next. And it comes even after that, when we've got this opportunity to rise up like the eagle and to soar with God. And that is my hope for us all, to soar with God. Let us sing together. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, give us the perseverance and the trust to know that you are always with us. That you are not only there to comfort and to guide, but you are also shaping us through the circumstances of life. As we approach this new year, we place our trust in you. We make this prayer in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We close our worship together this morning with a favourite in the Salvation Army repertoire. I'll go in the strength of the Lord. That will put a spring in your step, if nothing else does. As a benediction, I leave with you words from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 29 to 32. And these words are Simeon's reaction to his encounter with Jesus in the temple. And I wonder if we can appropriate them for ourselves this morning. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. So I send you from this place as people who have seen God's salvation, and I encourage you to live in that way. May it be so. Amen.